Shas Illuminated presents the following shir by Rabbi Elkanah Ostern. Meseches Tainus has been dedicated by Mr. Aaron Zweig, Le'iloi Nishmas Reb Shimon ben Nechemya Halevi.
Daf Gimel. The Gemara brings a braisa. Tanya, Rabbi Nosson Oimer, Bakoidesh Haseich Nesech Sheichor Lashem, Bishnei Nisuchin Akosuv Medaber, Echod Nisuch Hamayim, Ve'echod Nisuch Hayayin. Says Rabbi Nosson that the mokar, the source for the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim, we learn it out from the posuk which says by the Korban Tomid, Bakoidesh Haseich Nesech Shechor LaHashem. The Torah uses a double lotion, Haseich Nesech, that comes to teach us that besides the mitzvah of Nisuch HaYayin, which comes with the Tomid, there's another mitzvah on Sukkis, which is called the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim. So according to Rav Nosson, we have a hekesh between Nisuch HaMayim and Nisuch HaYayin. Similar to this drasha, we find on the end of Dav Beis, the Gemara brings a braise, and Rabbi Akiva says in the braise that we learn out the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim from the posuk which says by the korbonos of Sukkis. The pasuk says unsocheho beloshen rabim, and Rabbi Akiva darshens bishnei nisuchin akosuv medaber, echod nisuch hamayim veechod nisuch hayayin. We see that Rabbi Akiva has a similar drosha to Rabbi Nosson. Just Rabbi Akiva learns it out from the pasuk of unsocheho. The Torah writes beloshen rabim. Here the Torah makes a hekesh between nisuch hayayin and nisuch hamayim. That is a mitzvah, besides the mitzvah of Nisuch HaYayin, we have a mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim. We have mentioned in the previous shir, the big chakire of the Achroinim, what's the gather of the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim? Is the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim a part of Korban Tomid, which means that the Korban Tomid is mechayev the whole year Nisuch HaYayin, and in Sukkis it's mechayev also an additional Nisuch, which is Nisuch HaMayim, or the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim has nothing to do with the Korban Tomid. It's a chiyuv mitzad choyvas hayoyim. Just the meaning is that we mekayim, the Koyanim are mekayim the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim together with Nisuch HaYayin, but it has nothing to do with the Korban Tomid. That's the big chakira we have mentioned in the previous shir. Says the Oruch Laner in Sukkah Daf Nun, that L'choira, according to Rab Nosson and Rabbi Akiva that we mentioned before, we see that they for sure learned that the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim is a part of Korban Tomid, since they both learned it out from a hekesh that the Torah was makish Nisuch HaMayim to Nisuch HaYayin. So we see, says the Oruch Laner, that according to Rab Nosson and according to Rabbi Akiva, they learn for sure that the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim is a part of the Korban HaTomid, and it goes together with the mitzvah of Nisuch HaYayin. But, says the Oruch Laner, according to the other Tanoim, according to Rabbi Yudah ben Beseira, and according to Rabbi Eliezer, and according to Rabbi Yeshua, we have no hekesh between Nisuch HaMayim and Nisuch HaYayin. Therefore, according to those Tanoim, we could still say that they hold that the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim has nothing to do with the Korban HaTomid, and it's mitzad choivas hayoyim. Another interesting he'ora on the drosha of Rabbi Nosson we find in the Keren Oiro here on Tainis. The Keren Oiro asks, according to Rabbi Nosson, that Rabbi Nosson learns out that the mokar, the source of the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim, is learned out from the posuk of Bakoidesh Hasech Nesech Shechol Hashem. This posuk is speaking about the Korban Tomid, the mitzvah of Nisuch HaYayin, which applies by the Korban HaTomid every day. Asks the Keren Oiro, if the mokar of the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim is learned out from this pasuk, should be that just like Nisuch HaYayin is a mitzvah every day the whole year, so also should be the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim also every day the whole year. Why do we say that the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim is only on Sukkis? Says the Keren Oiro, We find Mefurish in Tosfos in Zvachim, Daf Kuf Yud Amud Beis, that Tosfos says Mefurish that even according to Rabbi Nosson, the mitzvah of Nisuch Hamayim is only on Sukkos. The only question is, how do we know that? If Rabbi Nosson learns it out from the Posuk of Bakoidesh Haseich Nesach Shechol Hashem, which speaks about the mitzvah of Nisuch Hayayin of the Korban HaTomid the whole year, then should be that also the mitzvah of Nisuch Hamayim should be every day the whole year. I saw in the Gvura Sari here in Tainis Daf Gimel that also asks the same kasha that the Keren Oira asks, and he says a very interesting teretz. And he says that even though Rab Nosson, the Iker Drosha of Rab Nosson, is from the Posuk Bakoidesh Haseich Nesach Sheichol Hashem, but Rab Nosson also must come on to the Drosha of Rabbi Akiva on the end of Daf Beis, that Rabbi Akiva learns out from the Posuk which says on the sixth day of Sukkis, Un Socheo Beloshin Rabim, two Nisuchim. And the reason is, says the Gvura Sari, that Rab Nosson could not learn out only from the Posuk of Hasech Nesech, two Nisuchim, one Nisuch Hayayin and one Nisuch Hamayim, because if so, would be difficult, like we mentioned before. The mitzvah of Nisuch Hamayim should be the whole year. Therefore, says the Gvura Sari, the Rab Nosson also learns out from the Posuk of Un Socheho, which is mentioned on the sixth day of Sukkis, to teach us that the additional Nisuch, which is Nisuch Hamayim, is only on Sukkis, because the Posuk of Un Socheho is speaking only by Sukkis. So even though Rab Nosson could not learn out the whole drosha from the Posuk of Un Socheho, because of the Gemara's kashe on the end of Dav Beis, that the Gemara asked, Ve'emer Tarvayu Chamre, if we would have only the Posuk of Un Socheho, we would say that the Torah here tells us two nisuchim of nisuch hayayin. So even though the Gemara there answers that Rabbi Akiva holds also like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, but Rabbi Nosson does not learn like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, he only learns like Rabbi Akiva. Therefore, the Posuk of Un Socheho, which is said, it's mentioned by the sixth day of Sukkis, teaches us, even though it cannot teach us two nisuchim, one nisuch hayayin and one nisuch hamayim, because maybe the Posuk of Un Socheho is referring to two nisuchim of yayin, but Rab Nosson that learns out the two nisuchim, nisuch hayayin and nisuch hamayim from the Posuk Hasech Nesech, he learns out from the Posuk of Un Socheho to teach us that the additional mitzvah of nisuch hamayim is only by Sukkis. That's the teretz of the Gvura Sari. In the Chidush Echsam Sofer, we find another teretz on the Kashe, and the Echsam Sofer says that the Posuk of Bakoidesh Haseich Nesach Sheichol Hashem, the word Haseich is the letters of Sukkah. And in that word of Haseich, the Torah hints to us that the additional Nisuch, the mitzvah of Nisuch, which is Nisuch Hamayim, is only on Sukkis. The Gemara says, Ela hodetnan, Nisuch Hamayim kol zayin, moni, Irab Yeshua neime chad yoime. The Gemara here brings the Mishnah in Sukkah, that the Mishnah in Sukkah says that the mitzvah of Nisuch Hamayim is 7 days. Says the Gemara that Mishnah could not be going according to Rabbi Yeshua, which means Rabbi Yeshua of the Braise on Daf Beis Amud Beis. We'll see later on in the Gemara that the Gemara says that Rabbi Yeshua of the Braise on Daf Beis Amud Beis is choylik on Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah. So the Gemara now is referring to Rabbi Yeshua of the Braise on Daf Beis Amud Beis, that Rabbi Yeshua says that we start to say Hazkoras Kishomim Mish'as Hanochosoy. What does Mish'as Hanochosoy mean? So I quote Loshen Rashi on Daf Beis Amud Beis. Mish'as Hanochosoy Miyoyim Shemevorchin Boi Boachroino Dehainu Bishvi. The Poshet Pshat in Rashi is that Rabbi Yeshua says that we start to say Azkoras Geshomim on the seventh day, which is the day that we complete Kiyum HaMitzvah of Netilas Lulav. The seventh day is the last time Am Yisrael is Mekayim the Mitzvah of Netilas Lulav. That day, says Rabbi Yeshua, we start to say Hazkoras Geshomim. The Gemara now thought in the Havamine that the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim is totally in Hazkoras Geshomim. That the day that we start saying Hazkoras Geshomim, that day there's a mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim. Therefore, the Gemara now thought that since according to Rabbi Yeshua we start to say Hazkoras Geshomim only on the seventh day, so comes out that the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim is only on the seventh day. And therefore, says the Gemara, that the Mishnah in Sukkah that says that the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim is 7 days could not be going according to Rabbi Yeshua. Come the Achroinim, the Marshal, and the Agoyes, Merav Rendsburg, and the Keren Oiro, and Rabbi Kiveger, and they all ask a tremendous stira in Rashi. On one hand, we have just mentioned that on Rashi, on Daf Beis Omud Beis, Rashi explains that what Rabbi Yeshua says, Mish'as HaNechosoi, means that we start to say Hazkoras Geshomim on the seventh day of Sukkis. Ask the Achroinim that in Rashi, in Daf Dalet Omud Aleph, on the bottom, I'll quote Loshon Rashi. Rashi says, Rabbi Yeshua Yi, the Omar Mish'as Hanochas Lulevhu Mazgir, Dehainu Yoim Shmini. Says Rashi Mefurish that according to Rabbi Yeshua of the Braise, we start to say Hazkoras Geshomim on the eighth day, which is Shmini Atzeres. And the same thing we find in Rashi. On Dav Gimel Amud Aleph, the end of Rashi Dibura Matchil El Rabbi Yeshua Yi, that Rashi says clearly that according to Rabbi Yeshua of the Braise, we start to say Hazkoras Geshomim only on the eighth day, which is Shmini Atzeres, and not on the seventh day of Sukkis. So we have a tremendous stira in Rashi. Answer the Marshal and the Agoyes Merav Rendsburg, and they say that we must say that what Rashi means on Daf Beis Omud Beis, Mish'as HaNechosoi Miyoyim Shemevorchin Boi Ba'achroin Odainu B'Shvi, Rashi does not mean to say that we start to say Hazkoras Geshomim on the seventh day. Rashi says that since we complete the Kiyum Mitzvah of Dalet Minim of Netilas Lulav on the seventh day, therefore, right after that, which means on the night of the eighth day, we start to say Hazkoras Geshomim. That's how the Marashah and Agoyes Merav Rendsburg answer the stira in Rashi. The only problem is with this pshat, how do we explain the kasha of the Gemara that we mentioned before? The Gemara says that the Mishnah in Sukkah that says that the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim is 7 days cannot go according to Rabbi Yeshua of the Braise. Because according to Rabbi Yeshua of the Braise, the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim is only 1 day. According to the Marsho in Agoyes Rav Rendsburg, that Rabbi Yeshua of the Braise holds that we start to say Hazkoras Geshomim only on Shmini Atzeres, so comes out that there's no mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim. Since the Gemara now in the Hava Mina thought that the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim is totally in Hazkoras Geshomim. And if according to Rabbi Yeshua, we do not say Hazkoras Geshomim on Sukkis, comes out that we have no mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim on Sukkis. And that cannot be, because the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Yeshua, we have at least 1 day a mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim. Comes the Marsho and says a tremendous chiddush. Says the Marsho that already in the Hava Mine, the Gemara knew the shita of Rabbi Yehuda in Sukkah. Rabbi Yehuda in Sukkah says that there's a mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim 8 days, which means the 7 days of Sukkot and the eighth day, which is Shmini Atzeres. The Gemara now thought that Rabbi Yeshua, according to Rabbi Yeshua of the Braise, that Rabbi Yeshua of the Braise holds that we start to say Hazkoras Geshomim on the eighth day, which is Shmini Atzeres, there is a mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim only on Shmini Atzeres, which means that Rabbi Yeshua of the Braisa holds, like Rabbi Yehuda, only in this additional chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda, that is a mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim on the eighth day on Shmini Atzeres. So Rabbi Yeshua holds that only on Shmini Atzeres there's a mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim, and that's the Gemara's kasha, that in the Mishnah in Sukkah it says that the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim is 7 days. And according to Rabbi Yeshua of the Braisa, comes out that the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim is only 1 day, which is on Shmini Atzeres. That's the pshat of the Marsho and Agoyes Harav Rentschburg. Come the Achroinim and ask a kashe on the pshat of the Marsho. We find in the Sfas Emes that he asks two questions on the Marsho. One question asks the Sfas Emes that we see in the Gemara that the Gemara in the Havamine did not know of the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that there's a mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim 8 days, which includes Shmini Atzeres. Another kasha asks the Sfas Emes that it's not mistaber, it's very unlikely to say that the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim is only on Shmini Atzeres, and on Sukkot there's no mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim. Says the Sfas Emes, that cannot be. Therefore, we must say that Pshat in Rabbi Yeshua of the Braise, Mish'as Hanochosoi, is not like the Marsho and the Agoyes Marav Merenchburg, that they say that Rabbi Yeshua means that we start to say Askoras Keshomim on the eighth day. We cannot say like that. We must say that Pshat in Rabbi Yeshua of the Braise is that Mish'as Hanochosoi means that we start to say Askoras Keshomim on the seventh day of Sukkot. And therefore, in the Havamin of the Gemara learned that according to Rabbi Yeshua, the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim is also on the seventh day of Sukkot. And therefore, the Mishnah in Sukkot that says that Nisuch HaMayim is 7 days could not go according to Rabbi Yeshua of the Braise. The only problem is that if we learn like that Pshat in Rashi, in Rabbi Yeshua of the Braise, comes out that we remain with the stira in Rashi, that Rashi on Daf Dalet Omud Aleph and Rashi on Daf Gimel Omud Aleph says clearly that according to Rabbi Yeshua of the Braise, we start to say Azkoras Keshomim only on the eighth day, which is Shmini Atzeres. So we have a stira in Rashi. Comes the Keren Oira and says a beautiful teretz to answer the stira in Rashi. Says the Keren Oiro, we have a big difference between the Hava Amina of the Gemara and the Maskona of the Gemara. In the Hava Amina of the Gemara thought that according to Rabbi Yeshua, the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim is toluy upon the din Azkoras Keshomim, which means that when we start to say Azkoras Keshomim, then there is a mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim. That's what the Gemara thought in the Havamina. Therefore, since Rabbi Yeshua says, Mish'as HaNochosoi, thought the Gemara that Rabbi Yeshua means that we start to say Azkoras Keshomim Mish'as HaNochosoi, it must be on the seventh day of Sukkot. And therefore, there'll be a mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim on the seventh day of Sukkot. Because if Rabbi Yeshua means Mish'as HaNochosoi on the eighth day, which is Shmini Atzeres, then comes out that there's no mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim, because the Gemara in the Havamina did not know on such a possibility that there will be a mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim only on Shmini Atzeres. Therefore, in the Havamina, the Gemara learned bepshitus that what Rabbi Yeshua says, Mish'as HaNochosoi, is referring to the seventh day of Sukkot, and that's when we start to say Azkoras Keshomim, and therefore the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim is also only on the seventh day of Sukkot. But after the Gemara answered that according to Rabbi Yeshua, the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim has nothing to do with Azkoras Keshomim, because the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim is Alocha LeMoshe MiSinai, therefore we could explain that what Rabbi Yeshua says Mish'as HaNochosoi, he's referring to the eighth day, which is Shmini Atzeres, And in spite of that, the mitzvah of Nisu Chamayim would be 7 days mitzad ha'alocha of alocha l'moishe mi'sinai. Therefore, comes out, says, the Keren Oiro, we have no stira. What Rash Yondaf Beis says, that according to Rabbi Yeshua of the Braise, we start to say Azkoras Keshomim on the 7th day of Sukkot. That's only according to the Havamin of the Gemara, that the Gemara thought that the mitzvah of Nisu Chamayim is dependent upon the day when we start to say Azkoras Keshomim. But according to Maskonas HaGemara, that the mitzvah of Nisu Chamayim, according to Rabbi Yeshua, has nothing to do with Haskoras Keshomim, then we could say that Pshat in Rabbi Yeshua of the Braisa, when he says Mishas HaNechosoi, he's referring to the 8th day, which is Shmini Atzeres. Therefore, Rashi here on Daf Gimel, on the end of Dibra Matchil Ela Rabbi Yeshua Hi, and also Rashi on Daf Daled, Rashi explains Rabbi Yeshua, that Rabbi Yeshua holds that we start to see Azkoras Keshomim on the 8th day, which is Shmini Atzeres, because Rashi, both of these Rashis, are speaking according to the Maskona of the Gemara. And according to the Maskona of the Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua holds that we start to see Azkoras Keshomim only on Shmini Atzeres. The only problem with this beautiful Teretz of the Keren Oiro is that Rabbi Akiva Eiger, when he asks the stira in Rashi, he brings another Rashi. Another Rashi here on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Rashi Dibra Matchil Ho'omar Mish'as HaNechosoi. And I quote Loshen Rashi, Dehainu B'Shvi V'Hocha K'toni Yomtev Ho'achroin Shel Chag Dehainu Shmini. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, we see here clearly in Rashi that Rashi explains Pshat and Rabbi Yeshua of the Braise that we start to say Azkoras Keshomim on the 7th day of Sukkot. And this Rashi is speaking according to the Maskona of the Gemara. So we have from this Rashi a contradiction to the Teretz of the Keren Oiro. So the truth is that I found at the on the end of the Shtikl Torah of the Keren Oiro, he himself asks from this Rashi on his Pshat, and he says, B'doichak a teretz. But since his teretz is a doichak, we will not mention the teretz. I would just like to mention the Loshen of Rabbi Akiva Eiger when he ends off the stira in Rashi, and he says, Ve'ein daiti haklusho oimed bekavonas Rashi boze ve'tzorich yun. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that he has no mehalach, he has no derech to answer the stira in Divrei Rashi. We will continue now the Gemara. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Mishum Rabbi Yeshua, Ho'iver lifnei ateva b'yoim tevo achron shel chag, ho'achroin mazkir, ho'rishoin einoi mazkir. B'yoim tevo rishon shel Pesach, ho'rishoin mazkir, ho'achroin einoi mazkir. Says Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, that we start to say Azkoras Keshomim on Musaf, on Shmini Atzeres. Asks the Gemara, Hey Rabbi Yeshua, Ilayim Rabbi Yeshua demas nisin, ha'omar b'yoim tevo achron shel chagu mazkir. Elo Rabbi Yeshua de Braise, ha'omar mishas anuchosoy. Says the Gemara, that this Rabbi Yeshua, that Rabbi Yehuda brings, cannot be the Rabbi Yeshua of the Mishneh, and also could not be the Rabbi Yeshua of the Braise. We see clearly in the Gemara that we have a machloikes between Rabbi Yeshua of the Mishneh and Rabbi Yeshua of the Braise, and this Rabbi Yeshua that Rabbi Yehuda brings is a third shita. Explains Rashi in Dibra Matchil, Hey Rabbi Yeshua, that this Rabbi Yeshua that Rabbi Yehuda brings could not be Rabbi Yeshua of the Mishneh, because according to Rabbi Yeshua of the Mishneh, we start to say Azkoras Keshomim already on Shachris. And according to Rabbi Yeshua that Rabbi Yehuda brings, we start only by Musaf. The same thing says Rashi, that this Rabbi Yeshua that Rabbi Yehuda brings could not be Rabbi Yeshua of the Braise, because Rabbi Yeshua of the Braise holds that we start to see Azkoras Keshomim only Mish'as HaNechosoi. And we had in Rashi a stira, two pshatim in Rashi. One pshat Rashi said that Mishasa Nechose means on the seventh day of Sukkot we start to see Askaras Kshamim. And another pshat in Rashi we had that we start to see Askaras Kshamim on Mayriv Leil Shmini Atzeres. So neither of the pshatim that Rashi says Bedas Rabbi Yeshua of the Braise can go with this sheet of Rabbi Yeshua that Rabbi Yudah brings. Now, Tosfos on Daf Beis Omud Beis, Dibra Matchil Mishas Netilas Lulav, explains clearly that according to Rabbi Yeshua of the Braise, we start to see Askoras Kishomim on Leil Shmini Atzeres, like the second Pshat in Rashi. The same thing the Choyra we see in a few more Rishonim. We have mentioned in the previous shir that the Rivov on the Rif and also Talmid HaRamban, they both explain Pshat in Rabbi Yeshua of the Mishneh, that according to Rabbi Yeshua of the Mishneh, we start to see Askoras Kishomim on Shachris of Shmini Atzeres. According to them, we can also explain that Pshat in Rabbi Yeshua of the Braise is that we start to see Askoras Kishomim on Leil Shmini Atzeres, like the sheet of Tosfos that we just mentioned. But we have mentioned in the previous shir that the Ritvo and the Or Zeruah and the Nimuki Yosef all say that Pshat in Rabbi Yeshua of the Mishneh is that Rabbi Yeshua holds that we start to say Askoras Kishomim on Leil Shmini Atzeres. According to them, we must say, and it's Mefurish like that in the Ritvo, that according to Rabbi Yeshua of the Braise, we start to see Askoras Kishomim on the seventh day of Sukkot. So it comes out that we have a machloikis, a big machloikis in the Rishonim, how to learn Pshat in the machloikis of Rabbi Yeshua of the Mishneh and Rabbi Yeshua of the Braise. On one hand, we have the Sheet of Tosfos and the Rivov and Talmid Ramban and Rashi, that Rabbi Yeshua of the Mishneh holds that we start to see Askoras Kishomim on Shachris of Shmini Atzeres. And Rabbi Yeshua of the Braise, Tosfos says clearly, we start to see Askoras Kishomim on Leil Shmini Atzeres. And we can also explain like that in the Rivov and the Talmud Ramban. And in Rashi, we have two Pshotim. One Pshat in Rashi is like Tosfos, that according to Rabbi Yeshua of the Braise, we start to see Askoras Kishomim on Leil Shmini Atzeres. And one Pshat Rashi says that according to Rabbi Yeshua of the Braise, we start to see Askoras Kishomim on the seventh day of Sukkot. That's one Shita in the Rishonim. But, on the other hand, we have the Ritvo and Or Zeruah and the Nimuki Yosef, that they say clearly that according to Rabbi Yeshua of the Mishneh, we start to see Askoras Kishomim already Leil Shmini Atzeres. So according to them, we must say that according to Rabbi Yeshua of the Braise, we start to see Askoras Kishomim already on the seventh day of Sukkot. We will start now a new sugya. Rabbi Chanina says, "Bimois hagshomim loy omar mashiva ruach, ein machzirin oisoy. Loy omar moyrda geshem machzirin oisoy." Says Rabbi Chanina, and in the winter, if someone did not say Moirid HaGeshem, he's not Yoitze, and he has to repeat Shmonesrei again. Says Tosfos in Dibura Matchil B'Mois HaChamo, and also the Rosh here, B'Shem HaYerushalmi, they both say that if a person after Shmini Atzeres has a suffix if he said Moirid HaGeshem or not, the din is that up to 30 days after Shmini Atzeres, we have a chazoke that mistome he said like he's used to, and he did not say Moirid HaGeshem, and therefore he has to repeat Shmon Esrei. But after 30 days, we already say that he got used to saying Geshem, and therefore if he has a suffek, we say suffek brochas lehokel, and he does not have to repeat Shmon Esrei. The Tur in Simen Kuf Yudalid brings an interesting machloikes between the Maram Mirutenburg and Rabbeinu Peretz. The Maram Mirutenburg says that if we see in the Yerushalmi that after 30 days a person gets used to saying the Azkora of Mashiva Ruach Moyud HaGeshem, and after that we say that if he has a suffix, we say that Mistoma, he said the Nusach that he's used to, which is Mashiva Ruach Moyud HaGeshem. If so, Kal v'chomer, if a person said on Shmini Atzeres 90 times Mashiva Ruach Moyud HaGeshem, which means he said, Ato Gibor Lo'ilom Hashem Mechaya Meisim Aturav Lo Ishiya Mashiva Ruach Moyud HaGeshem 90 times, we say that he got used to saying the Azkor of Mashiva Ruach Moyud HaGeshem. And if afterwards he has a suffix, we say that Mistome, he said, Mashiv Ruach Omer Dageshem. And the Maram Rutenburg brings a raya to this Kal V'chomer from the Gemara in Baba Mekame on Daf Chof Dalet, Omud Aleph. The Gemara in Baba Mekame, Daf Chof Dalet, Omud Aleph says, in the name of Rab Meir, that even though in the Torah we find, in the Parsha of Mued, that a shor becomes a Mued, if he gores in three separate days, says Rab Meir that we have a Kal V'chomer. And I quote the Lashon of Rab Meir, Richek Negichosov Chayev, Kirev Negichosov Loi Kol Shekein. Says Rab Meir, if we find in the Torah, that if a shor is Negeach, or ox gores in three separate days, he becomes a Mued. Kal v'chomer, if he gores three times in one day, he becomes a muid. Says the Maram Rutenburg, the same thing applies legabei azkore of Mashiva Ruach Umoyud HaGeshem. If we see in the Yerushalmi that if a person says 90 times during the period of 30 days, we say that he becomes used to saying the azkore of Mashiva Ruach Umoyud HaGeshem, Kal v'chomer, if he says the nusach of Mashiva Ruach Moir HaGeshem 90 times in one day, then for sure we say that he becomes used to saying the nusach, and therefore after that, if he has a suffix, we say that Mistome, he said Mashiva Ruach Moir HaGeshem. On the other hand, the Torah brings that Rabbeinu Peretz is choylek, and Rabbeinu Peretz says that there's no raya from the Gemara in Baba Kama to the Azkor of Mashiva Ruach Moyud HaGeshem. There's a difference between Shor HaMoed and the Azkor of Mashiva Ruach Moyud HaGeshem. Comes the stipler in Baba Kama in Simen Chof Tes and explains to us what's the Yesod HaMachloikes here between the Maram Rutenburg and Rabbeinu Peretz. And the stipler says that the Yesod HaMachloikes is, what's the gedder of a shor mu'ed? When the Torah says that a shor, an ox that gores three times becomes a mu'ed, what does that mean? On one hand, we could say that the Torah means to say that if a shor gores three times, that's a raya that his nature is to gore, which means he has a goring nature. That's one side of the Chakira. Another side of the Chakira is that not pshat, that it's a raya, that he has a goring nature. Just pshat is, through the negichas, through the three times that he gores, we say that this shor got used to being negich. He got used to gore. And therefore, from now on, we say he's a goring ox. That's the Chakira here in the Yesoid of Mu'et. Says the Kiles Yankiv, says the Stipler, that Rabbeinu Peretz, that says that there's no raya from Shor HaMu'ed to Azkoras Geshem, he holds that the gedder of Shor HaMu'ed is that it's a raya that this Shor Betivoy is a Nakhan, which means it's a proof that this ox is a goring ox. His nature, he has a goring nature. Therefore, if we see that in 3 days that an ox gores, that's a proof that he has a goring nature, then kal v'chomer, if he gores 3 times in one day, that's a proof that he has a goring nature. But that has nothing to do with Azkoras Mashiv Ruach HaMoyer HaGeshem. The inyan of Azkoras Mashiv Ruach HaMoyer HaGeshem that we see in the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says that if you say 30 days Mashiv Ruach HaMoyer HaGeshem, that's an inyan of getting used to saying, to be margil your loshen of tefillah to say Mashiv Ruach HaMoyer HaGeshem. So on such a thing we have no kal v'chomer. Could be that only when a person says during 30 days Mashiv Ruach HaMoyer HaGeshem, then we say that he gets used to saying the Lashon of Hazkoras Geshem. But that's no raya that if he says 90 times Geshem in one day, that he becomes used to saying Mashiv Ruach HaMoyer HaGeshem. That's the svare of Rabbeinu Peretz. But, says the Stipler, the Maram Rutenberg learns that the Geder of Shir HaMoed is different. The Geder of Shir HaMoed is not a proof that his nature is a Nakhon, that he's a goring axe. That's not the Pshat in Moed. Pshat in Moed is that even though this Shor never had a nature to gore, but since he gored 3 times, we say that he got used to goring, and therefore we choishesh that he'll continue to gore, and that's the parsha of Mu'ed. And in that says Rav Meir, that if we see in the Torah that if a shor gores in 3 separate days, that causes him to become used to goring, then kal v'chomer, if he gores 3 times in 1 day, we say that he became used to goring, and therefore he has a din of Mu'ed. Therefore, says the Maram Rutenberg, the same thing applies legabe Mashiv Ruach HaMoyer HaGeshem. If we see in the Yerushalmi that if a person says Mashiv Ruach HaMoyer HaGeshem 30 days, we say that he became used to saying the Azkor of Mashiv Ruach HaMoyer HaGeshem. Then kal v'chomer, if he said 90 times in 1 day Mashiv Ruach HaMoyer HaGeshem, we say that he became used to saying Mashiv Ruach HaMoyer HaGeshem, and therefore afterwards, if he has a suffix, if he said, we say that Mistome he said like the Nusach that he got used to saying, which is Mashiv Ruach HaMoyer HaGeshem. That's the explanation of the Stipler and the Kilis Yankev to explain the Yesoid HaMachloikes between the Maram Rutenberg and Rabbeinu Peretz. La'alocha, the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Kuf Yudaled, paskins like the Maram Rutenberg, that we could be soimech on this Eitzeh to say on Shmini Atzeres 90 times Mashiv Ruach HaMoyer HaGeshem, and if afterwards we have a suffix, we're toile that Mistome he said Mashiv Ruach HaMoyer HaGeshem, and he does not have to repeat Shmone Esrei once more. Tosfos here in Dibur HaMatchil B'moy Sachamo brings in the name of the Yerushalmi that the Yerushalmi says that just like by Birkas Boruch Oleinu, if a person forgets to say the same Talu Moto Livrocha, he could be mashlim the She'ilas Kshomim in Shmaku Ileinu, the same thing applies Legabe Hazkoras Kshomim. If a person forgets to say Mashiv Ruach HaMoyer HaGeshem in the Bracha of Ato Giboyer, he could be mashlim in the Bracha of Shmaku Ileinu. It seems from Tosfos that Tosfos paskins like this Yerushalmi. Comes the Rif and says that the Bavli is choylik on the Yerushalmi. We find the Mefurish Gemara in Brachas on Daf Hoftes, and I quote the Lashon of the Gemara. Omar Rabbi Tanchum, Omar Rabbi Asi, Tov lo hizkir gvuros kshomim mischias ameisim, machzir noisoi. Vesheilo bevirkas ashonim, ein machzir noisoi, mipnei sho'im ro b'shemei tfilo. We see there mefurish in the sugya, says the Rif, that only legabe she'ilas kshomim we could be mashlim in birkas shemei tfilo, but legabe azkoras kshomim, if a person did not say in Birkas Atagiboyer, if he did not say Mashiv Aruch HaMorid HaGeshem, he has to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei, and he could not be mashlimit in Shema Kvileinu. Therefore, Paskins the Rif, that the Bavli is Choylik on the Yerushalmi, and the Alocha is like the Bavli. The Ran also says, like the Rif, that the Bavli in Brochas, Daf Choftes, Amud Aleph, is Choylik on the Yerushalmi, and explains the Ran, how come only Legabe She'elas Kshomim, we could be Mashlim in Shema Kvileinu, and Legabe Azkoras Kshomim, we could not be Mashlim in Shema Kvileinu. Explains the Ran that there is a big difference between Hazkoras Kshomim and She'elas Kshomim. Hazkoras Kshomim is a Shvach. She'elas Kshomim is a Bakosho. The Brocha of Borech Oleinu and the Brocha of Shema Kvileinu are Broches of Bakoshe. Therefore, if someone forgot to say the same Talumot or Livrocha in Borech Oleinu, he could be Mashlim in the Brocha of Shema Kvileinu. He could say the Bakosha of the same Talumot or Livrocha in the Brocha of Shema Kvileinu. But on the other hand, Hazkoras Kshomim, Mashiv Aruach Umoir HaGeshem, which is only a Shvach, it's not a Bakosha, it's not fitting to say a Shvach in the Brocha of Shema Kvileinu, which is a Brocha of Bakosha. That's how the Ran explains the difference between Hazkoras Kshomim and She'elas Kshomim. We have mentioned that from Tosfos is Mashma, that he paskins like the Yerushalmi, that a person could be Mashlim Hazkoras Kshomim also in the Brocha of Shema Kvileinu. And that's very difficult to understand. As we mentioned, that the Rif brings the Gemara in Brochas and Daf Choftes, that the Gemara says Mefurish, that Hazkoras Kshomim, we could not be Mashlim in the Broch of Shema Kvileinu. The answer to this Kasha is that we find in the Rosh, in Brochas, in the fourth Perek, in the beginning of Simen Yudalid, that the Rosh there brings another Girse in the Gemara, not like our Girse that we have. And according to that Girse, comes out that it's not Mefurish in the Gemara over there, that the Gemara holds that you could not be Mashlim Azkoras Kshomim in Shema Kvileinu. Therefore comes out that we have no Mefurish or Raya from the Bavli, that the Bavli is Choylik on the Yerushalmi. Therefore, Tosfos paskens like the Yerushalmi, that you could be Mashlim Hazkoras Kshomim also in Shema Kvileinu. We have here in the Sugya another very interesting Machloikis. Tosfos in Dibur HaMatchil B'Moyseh HaChamo brings another Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that if a person forgot to say in Boruch Oleinu the same Talumot Livrocha, and also in Shema Kvileinu he forgot to be Mashlim the same Talumot Livrocha, and he continued Ritzei, and then he remembered that he forgot to say the same Talumot Livrocha. Says the Yerushalmi that he goes back to Shema Kvileinu and he says the same Talumot Livrocha in Shema Kvileinu, which means he does not have to go back to Boruch Oleinu. It's enough to go back to Shema Kvileinu and say the same Talumot Livrocha in the Brocha of Shema Kvileinu. The Ran brings also in the name of Rav Haigoin that also paskins like this Yerushalmi, that it's enough to go back to Shema Kvileinu and you do not have to go back to Boruch Oleinu. On the other hand, the Ran brings in the name of the Rambam and the Ravid that they're choylik on this Yerushalmi, and they say la'alocha that if a person forgot to be mashlim the same Talumot Livrocha in Shema Kvileinu, he has to go back to Borech Oleinu. It's not enough to go back to Shema Kvileinu. He must go back to Borech Oleinu. The question is, what's the Yesoida Machloikis here between Tosfos B'Shem Yerushalmi and Rav Haigoin on one side and the Rambam and the Ravid on the other side? So I saw in the Sefer HaZikaron of the Pachad Yitzchok in Siman Aleph that the Goyen Rav Yitzchok Hutner Zecher Tzadik Livrocha explains that Yesoida Machloikis is What's pshat in what we find in Chazal that we could be mashlim she'ilas kshomim in birkas shmaku ileinu? Is pshat that the reason why we could be mashlim the same talumoto livrocha in shmaku ileinu, because in shmaku ileinu a person could ask any bakosha he wants? And therefore, since a person can ask any bakosha that he wants, so he can also ask and say v'sein talumot or livrocha. Therefore, said Chachomim that we could be mashlim she'ilas kshomim in birkas shmaku ileinu. On the other hand, we can say that the gather is that just like by birkas boruch oleinu, a part of the matbeya of the brocha is to say in the winter the same talumot or livrocha, set chachomim that the same thing is legabi shmaku ileinu, that if a person forgets to say in boruch oleinu the same talumot or livrocha, set chachomim that a part of the matbeya brocha of shmaku ileinu is to say the same talumot or livrocha, which means that it becomes a part of the actual brocha. Therefore, says the Pachad Yitzchok, that this shaila, this chakire, is the yesoida machloikes between the Tosfos in the name of the Yerushalmi and Rav Hai Goyin on one side, and the Rambam and the Ravid on the other side. And explains the Pachad Yitzchok that Tosfos in the name of the Yerushalmi and Rav Hai Goyin learned that what we find in Chazal, that we could be mashlim the same talumot olivrocha in birkas shmaku ileinu, pshat is that Chachomim said that the she'ilo, the same talumot olivrocha, becomes a part of the matbeya of the brocha of shmaku ileinu. It becomes a part of the actual nusach of the brocha of shmaku ileinu. Therefore, if a person forgot to be mashlim the same talumot olivrocha and shmaku ileinu, then he does not have to go back to birkas boruch oleinu. It's enough to go back to shmaku ileinu, because just like in boruch oleinu, the matbea brocha in the winter is the same talumot olivrocha. Also in shmaku ileinu, if you forget to say v'sein talumot olivroch and boruch oleinu, Chazal were mesaken that the nusach habrocha, the matbea habrocha of shmaku ileinu, includes also v'sein talumot olivroch. Therefore, it's enough to go back to shmaku ileinu. On the other hand, the Rambam and the Ravid learned that what Chachomim said, that we could be mashlim v'sein talumot olivroch in birkas shmaku ileinu, it's not pshat that Chachomim said that the matbeya brocha of shmaku ileinu includes the same talumot olivrocha. That's not pshat. Pshat is that just like we can ask any bakosha in the brocha of shmaku ileinu, so we could also ask the same talumot olivrocha. But it's not a part of the actual matbeya brocha of shmaku ileinu. Therefore, if a person forgot to be mashlim the same talumot olivrocha in the brocha of shmaku ileinu, he has to go back to boruch oleinu, because only boruch oleinu is the place where Chazal were mesaken the matbeya brocha that we say the same talumot olivrocha. That's the explanation of the Pachad Yitzchok to be masbir the yesod amachloikes between Tosfos in the name of the Yerushalmi and Rav Hai Goyin on one side, and the Rambam and the Ravid on the other side. We find here in our sugya another interesting machloikes in the Rishonim. The Rosh here in Simen Aleph brings in the name of the Rav Yoh, that the Rav Yoh says that even though we see here in the Gemara that if someone does not say Mashiv Ruach HaMoed HaGeshem in the winter, he has to say Shmon Esri again, but says the Rav Yoh, that's only if he started already the bracha of Ato Kodosh. But if after he said Mechaya HaMesim, he remembered that he forgot to say Mashiv Ruach HaMoed HaGeshem, says the Rav Yoh, he does not have to go back to the beginning of Shmon Esrei. He can say right there, before Ato Kodosh, he could say Mashiv Ruach HaMoed HaGeshem, and then continue Ato Kodosh. And the same thing says the Rav Yoh, We say legabei she'ilas kshamim. If someone forgot to say in Boruch Oleinu v'sein talu motor livrocha, and after he said Boruch Ato Hashem mevorech hashonim, before he started kabe shofar, he remembered that he forgot to say v'sein talu motor livrocha. Says the Rav Yo, he can say right there, and he does not have to go back to Boruch Oleinu. And the svara of the Rav Yo is that as long as you did not start the next bracha, it's as if you're holding in the previous bracha. And the Rav Yo brings a very interesting raya from the Gemara and Brachas. That the Gemara and Brachas says that we know that Hazkoras Me'ena Me'oiro in Birkas HaMozoin on Shabbos and Yom Tiv is Me'akev. If someone forgets to say Ritzei on Shabbos in Birkas HaMozoin or Yalev Yovoy on Yom Tiv, he has to repeat Birkas HaMozoin again. But the Gemara says that what's the din if a person remembered on Shabbos after he said Boruch Ato Hashem Boinei Beracham of Yerushalayim Omein, he remembered that he forgot to say Ritzei. Says the Gemara that he can say right there a special brocha, Asher Nosan Shabbos Es Limnucho, and then he could continue the fourth brocha of Birkas HaMozoin, and he does not have to go back to the beginning of Birkas HaMozoin. Says the Rav Yo, we see clearly in the Gemara in Brachas that as long as you did not start the next brocha, it's as if you're holding in the previous brocha. Therefore, the same thing applies legabei hazkoras geshomim and she'ilas geshomim. According to Rav Yo, comes out that the same thing applies legabei yalev yovo in shmonesrei. As we know, if someone forgets on Yom Tov or on Chol HaMoed yalev yovo in shmonesrei, he has to repeat shmonesrei. What's the din if someone said hamachzir shchinosei letzioin, and then he remembered that he did not say Yalev Yovoy? So according to the Rav Yo, comes out that he does not have to go back to Ritzei. He could say right there, as long as he did not start yet Moedim, we regard it as if he's still holding in Birkas Ritzei. Therefore, he could say right there. That's the Shita of the Rav Yo. On the other hand, we find in the Rosh in Brachas, in the fourth Perek, in Simen Yud Zayin, that the Rosh brings in the name of Rabbeinu Yoino, the Rabbeinu Yoino is choylik on the Rav Yo. And Rabbeinu Yoino says that once a person finished the bracha, it's as if he continued already the next bracha. And Rabbeinu Yoino brings a raya, and I quote the Lashon HaRosh. Rabbeinu Yoino zal, hevi raya mehod de omar, to V'loy hizkir shel Rosh Chodesh ba'avoido, choizer la'avoido. Mashma, de miyad shesiem berkas avoido, dainin lei betos. Says Rabbeinu Yoino, that from the Gemara in Brachas, is muchach that once a person finished the bracha, it's as if he continued already the next bracha, and therefore he has to go back to the beginning. So comes out according to Rabbeinu Yoino, that if a person forgot to say Hazkoras Geshomim and he remembered after he was Choisim Mechaya Meisim, so he has to go back to the beginning of Shmon Esrei. And the same thing comes out according to Rabbeinu Yoino, that if someone forgot to say the same Talum Otor Livrocha and he was Choisim already Mevorech Hashonim, so he could not say right over there the same Talum Otor Livrocha, and he has to be Mashlim in Shema Koleinu. And the same thing comes out according to Rabbeinu Yoino, legabei Yalev Yovoy. If someone forgot on Yom Tov or Chol HaMoed to say Yalev Yovoy, and he remembered after he was Choisim HaMachzir Shechinosei Letzioin, even though he did not start yet Moedim, he has to go back to Ritzei. That's the Shita of Rabbeinu Yoino. Lehalocha, we find in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Kuf Yud Dalet Seif Vov, that the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Shita of the Rav Yo that we mentioned before, but in the Biur Halacha Dibra Matchil Beloy Chasime, the Bi'ur Halacha brings the Shita of Rabbeinu Yoino, and he says that since we find in a few more Rishonim like Rabbeinu Yoino, and also the Marshal Paskins like Rabbeinu Yoino, therefore, even though the Ikar Halacha is like the Shulchan Aruch, which Paskins like the Rav Yo, but if a person said, Baruch Ato Hashem, and he was not choisem yet mechaya meisim, then he should say, Lamdeini chukecho, and go back, Ta'ato giboyer. And the same thing says the Bi'ur Halacha, Legaba Yalev Yovoy, that if a person forgot to say Yalev Yovoy, and he said already, Baruch Ato Hashem, but he did not say yet, Hamachzer Shechinosi Letzioin, he should be choisem lamdeini chukecho, and then go back to Retzei. And Legabi Borech Oleinu says the Bi'ur Halacha, since we have a possibility to be mashlim, the same Talum Motor Livrocha in Shmako Oleinu, therefore a person should not go into the machloikis of the Rav Yo and Rabbeinu Yoino, and he should continue the Shmonesrei to Shmako Oleinu, and then say, V'sein talu motor livrocho. I would like to end off this shiur with an interesting maise which occurred a few years ago. We learned here in the Gemara that if a person says in the summer, Mashiv haruach umayrid hageshem, he's mekalkel the brocho, and he's not yoytzei deyichoyva, and he has to go back to the beginning of Shmonesrei. Explains Rashi why, because in the summer gshomim are a simin klala. Therefore, if you say mashiv haruach umayrid hageshem in the summer, it's mekalkel the brocha. I heard a few years ago a maise from the Goyen Reb Yitzchok Zilberstein Shlite that there was a recent Baal Tshuva who did not know yet exactly how to daven Shmonesrei, and it was in the summer. And this Baal Tshuva davened Shmonesrei, and when he got to the broch of Ato Giboyer, he said as follows, Ato Giboyer la'olam Hashem, mechaye meisim ato rav lo ishia, bakayitz oimer moirid hatal, uvachoyref oimer mashiv ruach umoirid hageshem. And he continued Shmonesrei and finished Shmonesrei. Since this Baal Tshuva did not know yet how to daven, so he said the whole Nusach which is printed in the Siddur of Ato Giboyer, and he said even the small letters, which means Bakayitz Oimer Moirid Atal, Uvachoyref Oimer Mashiv Aruach Umoirid Ageshem. The question was he Yoytzei Shmonesrei B'dieved or not? Paskend Hagoen Reb Yitzchok Zilberstein Shlite, that since we see here in the Gemara that Gishomim in the summer is a simen klala and it's mekalkel the brocha, therefore this Baal Tshuva was not yoytzei Shmonesrei and he was supposed to repeat Shmonesrei again. La'anius daiti, this psak is tzorich iyun. Why? Because when do we say that if a person says in the summer mashiv haruach umayrid hageshem he's not yoytzei? That's when he says the Nusach, Ato Gibor Loilom Hashem, Mechaye Meisim Aturav Loishia, Mashiva Ruach Umoirid Hageshem. So when he says Mashiva Ruach Umoirid Hageshem, he's referring that now it's the time of Mashiva Ruach Umoirid Hageshem. And since in the summer, Gishomim are a simen klolo, therefore that Nusach is Mekalkal de Brocha. But in this case, the Baal Tshuva did not say that now it's Zman Geshem. He said, Bachoyref Oimrim, Mashiva Ruach Umoirid Hageshem, which means that he said that in the winter it's time that Hashem brings Geshem. Therefore, could be that Nusach that the Baal Tshuva said is not Mekalkel the Brocha, since he did not say that now in the summer it's Zman of Geshem. And I told over this Maise tomorrow in Hagoyen Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlite, and he was maskim to the svar that I mentioned now, that bedieved his yoytzei, since he did not mention that now it's Zman Geshem. He only mentioned that in the winter it's Zman Geshem. And therefore, according to Moran Nagoyen Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, this Baal Tshuva B'dieved was Yoytze, and he did not have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei again.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.